Welcome to City Valley Church. Our vision is to be a family, loving Jesus, growing together and reaching Yorkshire and the nations. We hope you are encouraged and hear Jesus speak to you as you listen to this recording.
Good morning, everybody. Today, we are continuing on in our new series that Al kicked us off in last week, which is on discipleship. Now, last week, Al spoke to us about just the gift of grace and the gift of righteousness. And further on in the series, we're gonna look at what it looks like to follow Jesus, and we're gonna look at some of the practices of that. But it just felt really right this morning, just as we were praying, but as just this week and last week, really, just as I was preparing for this Sunday, it felt really right just to stay in this place of kind of looking at grace, looking at righteousness, just what our position is with Christ. And so that is what we're gonna do today. What I'm actually going to do today is we're going to read through John 15, and I'm just going to take bits out from each verse, and we're just going to look at it together. But before we do that, I am just going to pray for us. So, yeah, Holy Spirit, I do just ask that you would come and just flood this room, Lord. We just recognize our dependency on you, Holy Spirit. We recognize our need for you to even understand what we are talking about this morning. We need you, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of revelation, to come and open the eyes of our hearts that we would receive. And so, Father, I pray that as we look at this passage and look at your words, Jesus, that you would just give us such understanding, such clarity. Holy Spirit, would you take us deeper with you this morning? Would you help us to understand what it is to be a Christian today, Lord God? A follower of you. Help us to understand what it is to be Mary at your feet. So, Holy Spirit, we do just welcome you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, amen. So, before I read John 15, I just wanted to share a bit of why this passage is the passage that I felt God speak to me about. But this is one of my all-time favourite passages. I think I've spoken on it in the past, and I brought my plants in, and I brought my plant in again today. And the vine that Jesus is speaking about in John 15 does not look like this. It actually looks like this, like a grapevine, but I haven't got a grapevine growing in my living room, so this is where we are at. So I brought in my big plant that I like. But when I was a new Christian, I really struggled with legalism. I really didn't understand grace. I really didn't understand that righteousness was a gift, that I'd received it, that I just had to wake up and receive it again, his fresh mercy. I didn't understand any of that. For me, being a Christian was about being good and doing the right things and thinking the right thoughts and saying the right, and it was absolutely exhausting. Just having that every day, God, I really want to live for you because I know that you're good, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to keep doing it in my own strength. And I remember feeling guilty all the time. I just walked around feeling guilty. Al, last week, he shared that story about putting the paint on the carpet and then scrubbing it in and it getting stuck into the carpet, and he just couldn't clean it off. And that's what it felt like for me as a Christian. It felt like I really wanted to live for Jesus, but I just couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it right. And I remember getting to a point where I was like, God, I don't know what this is. What is this life? We've been singing, haven't we? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And for a long time, I didn't really understand what that was. But one day I was reading my Bible, because I was being good and reading my Bible. And I got to John 15, and I read John 15. One of the lines that stood out to me was, remain in me and I'll remain in you. And I remember thinking, wow, I don't really understand what that means, but it sounds amazing. If I remain in you, you will remain in me. Or remain in me and I'll remain in you. I remember I just went over it and over it. And for a couple of weeks, I was stuck in John 15. I couldn't move from the passage. I just read it over and over and over again. And I kept asking God, would you just help me to understand what it means? What does it mean to remain in you? And during this time of reading this passage every day, I went to a prayer meeting that I was going to, and it was a group of, it's like I was a student, and I was the only student going to this prayer meeting with a lot of 70-year-olds who were just crazy, like properly crazy, just going after God with everything they had. And I loved going because they looked after me, but I just thought, oh, I hope when I'm old, I'm like you. They're just crazy, crazy people that love Jesus. And I went to this prayer meeting, and one of the ladies said to me, she said, Becky, I've been praying for you this week. And she said, and then I was walking in a bookshop and I saw this book and I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, you need to get this for Becky. So she handed me the book, and the book was called The True Vine, John 15. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been reading this for weeks and weeks and weeks. God is really speaking to me about this. And so I've just got a snippet of the book that I'm just going to read a little bit to you now, just to give you a flavour of it, because it was one of the most beautiful books I've ever read. It says this, sorry, I had to get it on PDF, or otherwise I'd have put it on the on the screen. So it says this, it says, all earthly things are the shadows of heaven's realities, the expression in created visible forms of the invisible glory of God. The life and the truth are in heaven. On earth we have figures and shadows of the heavenly truths. When Jesus says, I am the true vine, he is telling us that all the vines on earth are pictures and emblems of himself. He is the divine reality of which they are the created expression. They all point to him and preach him and reveal him. If you would know Jesus, study the vine. How many eyes have gazed on and admired the great vine at Hampton Court with its beautiful fruit? Come and gaze on the heavenly vine till your eye turns from all else to admire him. How many in a sunny clime sit and rest under the shadow of their vine? Come and be still under the shadow of the true vine and rest under it from the heat of the day. What countless numbers rejoice in the fruit of the vine. Come and take and eat of the heavenly fruit of the true vine and let your soul say, I sat under his shadow with great delight and his fruit was sweet to my taste. And remember, I read this book, I devoured it actually. And I was like, this life is a lot different to the life I'm living right now, of feeling guilty all the time. It was the invitation to come and sit and admire Jesus. And so let's read John 15 and then let's go through it bit by bit. Okay, so I've popped it on the screen. Thank you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I remain in his love. Okay, so let's go through this just bit by bit. So I am the true vine. Bless you. Let's look at this plant. I am the true vine. So Jesus is saying that he is the vine and that his Father is the gardener. So the purpose of the vine is to provide nourishment to the branches. Without the vine, the branches cannot exist. And my Father is the gardener. The gardener comes to prune, to train, and water to keep it growing. And we might know this in our own lives where we go through seasons of pruning. In Hebrews, it talks about that the Lord disciplines the one that he loves. And in James, it does say, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials so that you may be mature and complete. So trials and tribulations are a tool for fruit bearing. So I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So I don't know if any of you have got plants in your house and you've got to keep pulling off the dead leaves, you've got to keep pulling it off because it's not doing any good. Something's happened and it just needs to keep pulling off. I mean, this, you could do that right there, look. So this is the job of the gardener. The gardener comes and does that. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. So if Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, I mean, a branch is just a stick. It's a piece of wood. A separate from the vine, it is literally kindling. Connected to the vine, it has the same DNA. It has the same everything running through it. The vine feeds the branch. And apart from the branch, it cannot be fed. So this is a beautiful picture of what our life as a Christian looks like. To abide, to be, just to be. He does everything. He is the gardener that comes and tends to us. And Jesus is our nourishment. He is the thing that we feed off. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. This is a choice. We all have the choice to come and be at his feet like Mary. We talked about it the other week, didn't we? Being like Mary at the feet of Jesus and not like Martha running around. Being at his feet. And this is what a life consecrated to God looks like. That the branch would just yield to the vine. That the vine would nourish the branch and cause it to bear fruit. That's all we have to do. Which isn't easy. But it's all we're asked to do is yield. So if we position ourselves like this before Jesus, he gets bigger and everything else gets smaller. which again is an easy thing to say, but it's like what he was saying in this passage, the invitation to come and sit at Jesus' feet, to come and sit under the vine or a beautiful tree and to sit under it and to feel the shade of it. That is the invitation for us. Sorry, I've lost my place. So if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. If we do not remain in him, we're spiritually dead. I saw this great thing this week, and I was going to bring a glove, but I forgot to bring a glove. But I saw this great thing that explained it really beautifully, where they had, if you've got a glove, if you imagine a glove is cut out perfectly to fit a hand. It serves one purpose, for a hand to fill the glove. Without the hand, it is just, it's nothing. But with the hand, it fulfills its purpose. And we are like that glove. Without the Holy Spirit, without abiding in him, we are fruitless. We cannot do anything. But with him, we can do everything. And it says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you. So we need to know our Bibles. We need to know our Bibles. We need to know the Word. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. I mean, that's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful that we get to be the thing that is beautiful on a plant, that we get to be the fruit, that we get to be the thing that feeds the world. And again, later on it says, as my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. So again, there is something we need to do. There is an obedience. We need to keep the commandments. There is an obedience in the abiding. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So what does that look like practically for us? Because it's easy to say it, isn't it? It's easy to say, let's remain. Let's be people that are at Jesus' feet in a very, very busy world. I mean, practically for me, when I started to get to grips with this passage, the thing that needed to happen for me was that Jesus became bigger and I became smaller. And I remember as I read this passage over and over and over again, and as I started to read my Bible more and more, he did become bigger, and so everything else became smaller. And he started to teach me how to abide in him. Do you mind if I just pray? Is that okay? Just going to pray. Yeah, Holy Spirit, I do just ask that you would just come. Again, I just recognize our dependency on you. I recognize that it's easy to say, to sit at your feet. And it's easy to say we need to abide and we need to keep commandments. But Father, we also know that it's hard. It's a really hard thing sometimes. And so Holy Spirit, I do just ask that you would come. Just make you bigger. Help us to be obedient. Help us to consecrate. Help us to throw off the things that so easily entangle us, Lord. Help us to live in the knowledge of your grace and your righteousness as a gift. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. think I'm just going to read the passage through one more time, and then I am going to just hand back to Matt. And I know it is a bit of a funny talk, but I really felt that this is what God asked me to do, was just to read it through and just talk it through. So I'm just going to read the passage one more time, and then... I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. There's that righteousness again. You are already clean because of the words that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love.
Thank you for listening. We pray you have been blessed by this talk today. If you would like to know more about our church, where we meet, or would like to speak with someone from City Valley, please visit our website at cityvalley.org.